This episode of Nerds New Sexy Entertainment Podcast is sponsored by Magic Mind. What is up, you sexy nerds? I am Wildfire One. Welcome to Nerd is the New Sexy Entertainment, the podcast. This is episode 162, season 9. We're back, baby. We're back. And on top of that, I'm joined by two of my crew members, two of my valued compadres.
Grizzly McBee here. What's up, y'all?
Monster 74.
What's up?
So today's topic is going to be, we're talking about doing Lethal Company, but I don't think Monster's played enough yet to get a good...
I haven't died enough on it yet.
Me and Grizzly... had played quite a bit, but that's not the topic today. The topic today is, you can see in the background, Alien Fireteam Elite, and we've been streaming that on the YouTube channel.
Yes,
off and on for a bit, and I think we're close to beating it actually at this point. I think we got like one more mission to do.
We're just waiting for Grizz.
Oh yeah, under the bus.
No. Sorry, when you've got a significant other that has to be up at early hours of the morning and you don't get home till late, and makes it a little difficult.
Sleep on the couch, nerd shit. So we started this game, and the game itself is it's got a really good style of gameplay. I remember hearing about it, and I also remember hearing like a little bit and then nothing. There was a lot of negativity to this, and I don't playing it, because I've been wanting to play it for a while, right? Like, you know, it was free on the PlayStation, and that's the whole reason we got it. It's been on my buy list since it came out, and I'm glad it was free on PlayStation, because we finally get to play it, and we all played it together, and it's been a pretty good experience.
I love the game. It's great. When we can all get into the same lobby, it's fantastic. Wild and I tried playing a little bit, because Monster had played a little bit on his own one day. So we tried playing a little bit and could not for the life of us figure out how to join the same damn lobby.
How did Monster do it?
Then we decided to play something else. Finally got in a session with Monster, and he goes, no, you just got to click right here and it'll join automatically. The one thing we didn't even try doing... You just got to be smarter than what you're working with.
Yeah. Honestly, think of it this way. The way games are nowadays, you can just click a button and join people. It's an automatically joining. And this one's like, you got to go to a certain window to do it. And it's kind of a pain in the ass. But, I mean, who are we to know that?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, we didn't just almost beat the game already.
Yeah.
True. You guys tried to play together.
Yeah. Me and Monster played a little bit. Because you weren't available that day for whatever reasons you mentioned.
I even played on my own like one or two matches.
Yeah, and we did that a little bit, and we got a little further, and so we the week after when you could join us, we kind of caught you up on us. And yeah. I like the game. The combat rating aspect of it, where like it shows how strong your character is with numbers. Mm-hmm. That's a good aspect. Like the fact that It's very RPG-esque in some ways.
Take out the level, like the skill, mm-hmm. Like skill trees and stuff like that. There's no such thing.
You can level up your kits and stuff like that. It's very cool in that aspect. And of course, like, I mean, I grew up
very
with aliens.
Simple.
I grew up with like Alien, the movie, and Aliens, and of course, who doesn't like a good. A good Colonial Marine. When we played, we all kind of picked our own character, and mm-hmm. and we tried to avoid whoever picked whatever. And I think I picked a technician. That was the guy I ended up choosing. I like mm-hmm. the idea of having a gun turret that I can put down and help save our ass with it.
I ended up choosing the guy with a smart machine gun. And as a secondary is a shotgun.
Yeah, but do you remember what the name of it was?
Lancer,
that one, yeah.
It's cool because each character has its own like sub like attack pattern or whatever you can set up.
I chose the Demolisher. I liked having the smart gun and then having a backup rifle and then the rockets. I get to shoot rockets off of my back.
Explosions are always fun. Mm-hmm. The game, like, as far as the story goes, it even kind of ties in with, like, a Prometheus. The story is, it's pretty cool. You can see there's some of the levels, you go deeper into these caverns and you go to, like, you can see that, like, giant spaceship mm-hmm. helm thing from the first move, mm-hmm. from the first Alien movie where they found all the eggs and stuff. A lot of good things, a lot of good throwbacks.
I remember freaking when we first started playing, Grizz would go way ahead of us, way ahead of us. I'd be like, hey, Grizz, maybe you want to come back. You're pulling a monster.
Yeah, he's pulling a monster.
And we hear him go,
help.
The guys that drop down on you.
Oh, yeah, the ones that hold you down.
Every freaking time.
The game, I would say it's like Left 4 Dead with aliens, more or less.
Just without the, it has random, like, elites, but they're not, like, hard to deal with.
They're not overpowered.
Yeah.
Like in other games.
Some of them. Well, some of them can be. The bigger ones, like the Pred Alien, can be a pain in the ass. But
like, what's that game I streamed?
You're talking about Back 4 Blood?
Back 4 Blood. There's some of those fucking monsters in there that they're too powerful for the game.
Yeah, some of those. But even Left 4 Dead, if you think about it, you got the tank in Left 4 Dead that's pretty fucking powerful and crazy. I think, I don't know, the normal aliens, I don't think get as much credit as they deserve. They're supposed to be like the ultimate predator, the ultimate life form, more or less. And they're just like,
more or less like,
yeah, they're just basic bitches of the game. Honestly, in real life,
they're just bodies.
Yeah. It's just how many things can they throw at you at once?
Hundreds and hundreds of bodies.
And maybe that's why the game didn't get that much of a following, why it didn't get so much praise. Honestly, I like it. Comparing to like other games, I'd play that over Back 4 Blood.
Oh yeah, because Back 4 Blood kind of sucked.
Well, yeah. Back 4 Blood was fun with friends.
For a very short time.
It's not like Left 4 Dead when we played, I don't know how long, hours upon hours.
Mm-hmm.
Upon hours.
But this game, I don't know, there's four campaigns? It like I said, it was free on PlayStation Network for a little bit, and we definitely jumped on that. We were looking for another game to play, and it was about the time Monster finished streaming Legend of Dragon. Yeah, and he beat it.
One of my all-time favorite games, by the way. They need to make a remake of that. I just want to put that out there.
Yeah. Well, you and 100 other people are saying that. Trust me.
Not like the Final Fantasy VII's, because I don't want it in like six different games. I just want one game.
Right.
Don't make Legend of Dragoon redone, redo, remasturbated. None of that shit.
Great. It was great how it was. Don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
Yes.
Reimagined. Re-nipple clamped.
See, and it's funny because when it was free on PlayStation Plus, for those of you that watched the last podcast, you'll know that I now have a gaming PC. Since I got the gaming PC, I had not turned my PlayStation on not one time. So that was probably...
Well, other than playing with us with this game.
Well, no. I'm saying when it was free on PlayStation Plus... That was the first time I turned my PlayStation on since I got my gaming PC.
I see.
In a very long time.
The first campaign is like you're basically the first few missions you're looking for like a doctor, and it starts off really. It has a very good alien feel to it. You know, you're looking and everything's kind of quiet, and then you at one point an alien's like on the corner, and. And then, at one point, from one point to another, like, they just start throwing aliens at you, and it's fun. And then
all over the place.
And then they're just throwing random big guys at you, and it's kind of a pain in the ass. But it's fun. It is a fun game. There are certain missions, like, one of my favorite ones, I think this is on the first campaign, where you're waiting for that elevator. That's very Aliens, like the second movie.
Yes.
It feels a lot like that where you're waiting for that elevator to come and the aliens are coming from like all different directions.
All directions, yeah.
And
you gotta defend that.
Yeah, and if you don't know what you're doing, it's scary. Then like once you figure out, okay, we can defend this, you learn to like stack up on those turrets. You can put those bitches down and then you're more or less good.
As little sentries, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We like to put down
all the different mines that we get. There's what, the incendiary, the frost, the poison one,
yeah,
and then just the regular anti personnel mines.
I got a shit ton of those on my character. I have like 15 on each. Every time I play, I have more than like 10. You just put those down, and they work, man. They help out. Anything can kill an alien, kill a bug. But the game itself is really fun. It's got a lot of. I don't really see anything bad about it, other than the fact that they kind of downplay. Oh, whoa! What do we got?
I do. The music.
Oh God! I forgot about the music. Oh.
The music is the only thing I have to say.
Let's talk about the musical score for a second. The music is bad.
It's bad.
It's like, okay, there's certain points in the game where the music is just spot on. Like, it's perfect.
Yeah.
And then they try and do this thing where you're fighting aliens and they try and make it scary sounding. And it sounds like, and of course, it's supposed to sound like an 80s horror track. But yeah. You got this flute going. And you can't take it. You can't take it seriously.
The first time we heard that, we went, are we getting attacked by fairies, or what's the deal?
Motherfucker!
The Pied Piper.
And you just like, and then we just kept hearing it. There's moments where we're fighting aliens, and I just like, I can't take this seriously. And yeah, that was that. I forgot about that monster. I'm glad you brought that up. That was that's very cringy. It kind of takes you out of the environment.
That and well, not enough to do in the staging area.
Yeah, yeah, the money to buy stuff is that you're talking about the fact that you don't get credits easy enough.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
So you don't get all the guns. It takes a lot of grinding.
The staging area is cool for the simple fact that you got to look around for like hidden information, like lore and stuff like that, and you got to do that in the game in the actual levels too. When we first beat the first few campaigns, we went back and was like, okay, let's find this and this and this. Let's find the stashes and the caches and the information. And then, of course, you got to go and talk to the guys and get the information, which is funny because we don't even like pay attention to that. We just get it to get it.
I do. I do.
Oh, okay. I
don't pay attention to it. I get it just to get it.
I just zoom past it. Like, I should pay attention to it because I love the lore, but
you can always go back and read it.
Yeah, you can.
It's funny because these guys were all rushing to get to the next stage, and I'm talking to the guys, you know, figuring out what's going on. And I hear one of them, I don't remember which one it was, go, wonder what the next stage is going to be like. And right then the NPC that I'm talking to goes, yeah, the next location is the Hive Queen. And I was like, oh, we're fucked.
Yeah. I was wondering, honestly, if there's going to be any type of face hugger in this game. And then finally on the third campaign, we started getting them. Yeah. That's our thing. Like we see an egg. We're like, kill the egg. First thing, kill it first. It's got a good feel to it. The game does. It's just,
yes.
I think I agree with Monster when it comes to the music's kind of stupid to say the least.
Yes.
In some parts.
Yes. Because the music makes the feel of the game, right?
Yeah. They could have done a lot more with the score of the game and the different levels. And
Grizz, you got a good point there. Like, it feels like, was there maybe like three different maps per campaign?
Yeah.
And it's the same music for every single one of them.
Yeah. It just feels like
Same like five tracks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say this, they do change up the levels a little bit. Like there's one time we went through and there was just xenomorphs everywhere. And then we went back and tried it again. And it's all like the robot guys. Yeah, the cyborgs or whatever.
Or the one time we went through and it didn't And there was like no obstacles. And then the next time there was mines.
Yeah, everywhere. So it's cool in that aspect because the replay value is there. You know, you want to play it and play it again and again. Hell, even I played it a few times on a different character, on a different
kit. Yeah, when we played a little bit, mm-hmm. finally figured it out. Yeah,
just to play it. You know, just to, because it is a fun game. It really is. Like I said in the beginning of the podcast, I don't understand why people kind of shat on it.
It's a good game.
Maybe because it's not super true to the Alien franchise.
Grizzly, could you look up some negative reviews on that?
Yep, I gotcha.
Well, on Steam, it got a 9 out of 10. IGN, it got 7 out of 10.
Hmm.
Okay, so I got one.
Okay.
So Aliens Fireteam Elite feels like a generic loot shooter that doesn't manage to capture at all the look and feel of Aliens franchise. Instead, we are left with a boring, repetitive, and buggy game.
Was Aliens it buggy? Elite
does a lot right when it comes to the core gameplay experience, but lacks in its narrative.
Was it buggy, though? I mean, maybe when it first came out?
Some parts, yeah. I've had the game crash on me solo before.
A majority of what I'm saying is people saying the only way to have a good experience with the game is to have good team members, and then others complaining about there's just not a whole lot of content to it, which, I mean, in a sense, I can see that.
That's true. I can get on that team.
Yeah, then, but it's a good like jump on with the boys for a couple of rounds type of thing.
Oh yeah, it's a bro gamer experience.
And then there's this one. This game is simplistic, a lesser copy of games like World War, a zombie corridor shooter, but with aliens instead of zombies. Except for Mission 3-3, where actual zombies show up.
That's true.
Select procedural level generation, or an AI director, like is standard to the genre. It's not terrible. Its main problem is a complete lack of players due to the terrible matchmaking at launch. 90% of players left within the first few months because it was too hard to find games.
Hmm.
Basically, none of them have come back.
Well, I guess we're lucky because we're just friends playing, so yeah. I can see
if,
that.
If you bought the launch, you would have gotten a few weeks worth of play out of it. If you buy it now, you will struggle to find humans to play with, and the AI aren't good enough for anything but casual and standard difficulty.
Okay, that is another complaint I gotta put in. Yes, the AI.
We forgot about that.
The AI is atrocious. Like,
Beta, where are you going?
Just appears right behind you because they're like five fucking screens behind you. I gotta agree.
Shit, worth the shit. I forgot about that too.
Yeah,
they just sit there and like eat bullets. That's it.
And then you just keep hearing, you hear them say like fixing, preparing, or whatever they say when they're healing.
Yeah.
Even if they got like maybe a little bit of, they got a lot of life left, they still just repair themselves. They waste it. The game itself is a good experience. Like I said, we haven't completely completed it yet. We're waiting to do that on stream. I want to see. I'm excited to beat it and see what the end game is going to be like. I mean, that's another thing. We've seen Praetorians. Is that what they're called? Yeah. So we don't see predators, but we know that they exist because Praetorians are there. And then we know that they exist. They existed or maybe visited that planet. I'm sure, maybe that's in a part of the lore. Maybe that's a part of the lore we didn't pick up.
I didn't see anything about it in what I've seen.
So. Okay. He's the lore master. Grizzly is the lore master. Why are you purple, Grizz?
What are you talking about?
Why were you purple first? What the fuck is wrong with you?
I got a black light for work.
Oh. Black light. Put away your toy. Does it disappears?
We're bringing out toys now.
Yeah. Do you want to show some toys out, monster? Oh shit. We're gonna do.
It's not charged.
It's not charged.
Does it vibrate?
No, it's my lightsaber.
Well, let me show you mine.
Oh, that's what we're calling them, huh?
Let me show you. I just ordered some online myself.
Oh, shit.
I just got these recently. And those
dual quality?
And yeah, they do come together.
Yes.
But I got these online. These are actually like $40, $50. Is that the one that you showed me?
Showing. You know, you guys should totally have a duel. You'd have to be fully focused to have something like that, though.
You know, speaking of totally focused, let's talk about Magic Mind. You know, this podcast happens to be sponsored by Magic Mind, and all three of us have tried this product. Hell, last week, I for work, I was tired as hell one day. I was really tired, and I tried it, and it actually saved my day. You know what I mean? Like, it's good about keeping you focused.
Takes me away from that second energy drink.
The ingredients are pretty good. It's got a lot of matcha. It's got ashwagandha.
And you know, I have no clue what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked it up, and it's like an Indian ginseng.
Huh.
It's pretty awesome. I mean, because I take ginseng myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it helps with your attention. Helps you with focusing on certain things that you're working on. And it helps with your memory.
It's got lion's mane mushroom. I guess it reduces anxiety, which honestly, okay. I've been a lot less anxious since drinking this, and I'm a very anxious person. Yeah. And
lion's mane also helps with inflammation.
Which
kind of inflammation? Actually, I have an injury to my right knee. Ever since I started taking it, actually the inflammation on my knee is almost none. And nice. I've been having knee pain for
years.
7 years?
Yeah.
Years now?
Yeah. For a long time.
Got hurt.
Yeah. I mean, that just goes to show it works.
I shared my story last podcast with how it helped me at work.
Yeah.
The busiest day of the year. And that was, I mean, I'll still stand by that forever because that really opened my mind to this product and it doing what it says it will do. A lot of products say that they will do one thing
mm-hmm.
and never do it. This one hints at what it will do and it surpasses.
Oh, it follows through. Like, yeah, I'm sure we can all understand the feeling of waking up one day and just not going to go to work and just being like, oh, life sucks. I don't want to do this. I'm like that a lot before I go to work. So one day I took it that, you know, before I went to work that afternoon and I took it and I was just hyper focused. Like I wanted to get everything done. I wanted to do, you know, and then I literally just walked all around work.
It also helped me keep on track at work. So I manage a group of people and help me keep like on track of what they're doing.
Well, it keeps you focused. It's
yeah.
As they say, the flow state, you know, you're in this flow state and you're just, it's easier to talk. It's easier to kind of like articulate what you say and what you mean. But only this January, our friends here at Magic Mind can help you crush your 2024 New Year's resolutions and stay fully focused. You get 1 month for free when subscribing for 3 months at http://JANNITNSE. And with our code NITNSE20, it's an extra 20% off, which gets you a full 75% off that only lasts until the end of January. So hurry up before it all goes away.
I recommend it.
Oh, heck yeah.
We all do.
Yes.
We all do. So the only gripe that I have about Aliens Fire Team Elite.
Yes.
Is like the leveling system for your weapons.
Yeah, a little so, confusing.
You know, with doing certain missions with the campaigns, you get money and credit, mm-hmm. and you can buy certain things in the shop, but you can't buy upgrades.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You just have to grind it.
Yeah,
grind it.
And then sometimes you can find additions to your guns, mm-hmm. but a lot of the times we just get like crappy additions.
Yeah,
yeah.
Additions that we already have.
It's RNG.
They have this thing. they have this thing like the random caches or the secret caches. You know, they're like out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you got to find them. They're just hidden throughout the maps.
But they're hidden. They're not really hidden.
A few of them are. Very few of them are.
Yeah. There's a few we had to go off the beaten path, like, pretty far for the most part. Some of them you just, like, turn a corridor that's just there, and you're like, oh, look. And I wonder if they're random. I wonder if they spawn in random different directions.
No? My real gun that I use...
Your actual gun?
Is a max rank, and it's 4 stars.
Okay, so it's in... What's the rank?
It's a star rank.
Okay, so the four stars. Four stars is fully ranked.
Yeah.
That's right. And
the person you do have like 8 ranks, I believe. And then you have perks. So the perks, you have core perks and modifiers that make like your abilities and stuff better. I have mine set up for where I can blow shit up easier, but yeah, that's just had to check that.
Yeah, and what all that does is it brings up your combat rating. Like, it's almost like how badass you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how much you can handle. You can
take.
Yeah. I think last time we checked, we were at like 500, 400 something. I can't remember.
500.
Yeah.
500 something.
I think it was like the high end. Like
546. Yeah.
And we're pretty close to beating the game. I'm excited to see if we fight against like an alien queen. Or what are we gonna
be cool?
I mean, we're seeing eggs, so what do you expect?
Yeah,
you
know? Everywhere. Yeah,
we just been too busy to actually play it, and I've been getting the itch, guys. I've been wanting to. I want to beat this.
It's partly my fault, partly
Bruce's fault. It happens. Like we said last podcast, life happens. Things get in the way.
I've been moving and stuff like that.
Grizz is
to a bigger, better place.
Grizz is his roommate / a lady friend. Wink, wink.
She works early morning.
And
I don't get off till late at night. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So, but as far as the game goes, I give it maybe like a 7 out of 10.
And fun replayability is like a 7.5.
Yeah. Yeah. I would give it a solid 7.
Yeah.
Solo, like a 4.
Yeah. You know what? I got to agree because it's still fun, but it gets boring quickly.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's definitely a team-based game.
Oh, yeah. You know, but like everyone says, most games are fun when you're playing with friends, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
In our case, always fun when
you're
playing with friends.
Yeah.
And it's always more fun when we're playing with at least the three of us.
Yeah, I mean...
When we had another person that I used to cuss at all the time.
I was just thinking about her. I was having flashbacks of GTA when you said I like to blow things up. When you said I like to blow things up, I was having flashbacks of GTA of us trying to do a mission and shit just randomly.
So I was
Fallout 76.
Yeah.
I was going through my photos on Facebook and showing my lady what you guys look like, because she keeps asking, you know, well, who are these guys? How do you know them?
Tell her to go to YouTube.
So I pulled up the photo of the four of us at my place for that New Year's party.
Yeah.
And she goes, are you guys related?
I'm not surprised. Yeah. I'm not surprised.
Because we look similar. I mean, me and Wild are related. Me and Grizz could be distantly related.
Well, when Grizz,
you put the three of us together, we all look like we could be brothers.
When Grizz worked with me, when we worked together, we heard it all the time.
Everybody thought that Wild was my younger brother, even though he's older than I am.
Yeah. Man, we
just ran with it.
They go, you guys are brothers, huh? And we're like, you're like, yeah, who do you think's the older one? Grizzly. I had to laugh at him, because I got a good few years on his ass, and I'd point and laugh at his ass and be like, ha ha.
Well, too, back then, even at my age, I had more gray than you, and now you have more gray than me.
Well, back then I had no gray, and now I'm all gray. So
yeah,
you know, except for the top of my head, my beard is completely gray.
Yeah.
Mine's a lush red.
I'm Captain Greybeard. Yep.
You'll get there soon.
It's gonna start sprinkling in there here and there. It'll be and pepper.
It's in here right here.
And then it'll become
you can see mine.
End up here.
And then it'll become more salt than pepper, and then it'll just be salt.
Well, I am just a couple years younger than Grizz. So.
That said and done, guys. We're gonna go ahead and end the podcast. We hope you enjoyed it. We're back. Like I said, expect another podcast. Up until season 9 is done. We've been here 9 seasons. Probably would have been here longer than that if we would have continued the podcast, but you know, shit happens. Life gets in the way. We're nerd working nerds. So till next week, guys. Till the next podcast. We'll see you. Till then, stay nerdy.
Stay sexy.
Always.